So let's now start looking around the world. We start the poles with igloos. And you can see here a gentleman with his igloo, and we've all got a picture, I'm sure, of what igloos look like. This rounded form to soften the flow of the winds, the very thick ice slabs that are made up, and you can see inside the igloo the animal skins put around give a bit of insulation. The people sit on ledges higher put around, and only a heating stove here is any form of heat. So they rely on that little stove and lots of clothing to actually keep themselves protected. And when we look at the performance of an igloo, you can see in terms of temperature here, this is the temperature in degrees Fahrenheit, and this is the time in a typical day, the weather temperature minus 10 to minus 30, and the temperature inside the igloo 27 to 39, depending on the height in the igloo. So you can see the impact of that igloo, the ice blocks, that no heating, is to cause this actual warmth. Now, if you live in conditions like this, these temperatures, which to us now here would be cold, in that situation, feel comparatively comfortable. So we adjust our comfort levels according to our local environment, and the impact of the igloo is that. We call this passive environmental control. Just the building itself, just the materials, have an impact on temperature inside. If we now go to a hot region, here is an Indian house in the American Southwest, mud hut here, kind of thing. We can see again, this time the temperature is still in degrees Fahrenheit, and you can see peak temperatures there on the roof surface of 140, okay, outside air temperature 105, and inside the mud hut 75 or so to 85 degrees. So the impact of the construction of the mud hut has had this tremendous damping effect on the outside temperature and given a relatively comfortable band inside. So what we make things of, how we shape them, has an impact on our environment. Now we're going to the Mediterranean. I've spoken to some people from Cyprus and Greece already. And this is fairly typical in the Mediterranean regions of fairly heavy construction, white surfaces, lots of over ledges where there is shade, and you can see the seat here where somebody can come out and be outside but be in the shade, where it is much cooler, of course, than being directly in the sun. And it's these simple things that have guided architecture through the ages, as opposed to the modern day. This is a factory where they produce CDs in South Wales, and you can see the big feature here is it's a lot of glass. And glass, of course, inside temperature goes up and down very quickly with the outside, and so you need lots of air conditioning. So all this is air conditioned. So this is an example of an active environmental control system. Active environmental control, we use lots of mechanical air conditioning and so on. Now, of course, when you have these systems in, they consume a lot of energy. And so we really want to see how far we can stretch using the passive solution, the material solution, compared to using these kind of systems. So the pattern is that across day and night, in the daytime, we're hotter, in the nighttime, we're cooler, and we have various degrees of controlling for our conditions, from the natural conditions here to the microclimate around the building, the structure, the actual materials, and then finally the mechanical controls, the ventilation and the air conditioning. What we're aiming to do is minimise the use of these and rather do more round here. And that's the first main ingredient of intelligent architecture. Okay, now go to Turkey. Anybody from Turkey here? No? Nobody from Turkey. Anybody been to Turkey? No. Oh, somebody from Turkey. All right. Which part of Turkey?
Well, I'm not from Turkey, but I went to Turkey.
You went to Turkey, right, okay. Did you go to Cappadocia? In the middle? No. Well, Cappadocia, those who've not been, it's a fascinating place because you get all these natural volcanic forms, tufa, as they say in Turkey. And we talk about that Göreme is one of the main places where you can see these places where people can still live inside the volcanic structure. And they did that centuries ago and kept very, very cool.